20 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The search on the ground and in the air northeast of Houston is nearly a day old, and a top law enforcement official says officers are closing in on the man who shot and killed five people, including an eight-year-old child, last night. San Jacinto, Texas Sheriff Greg Capers was asked,
"What's the confidence level that y'all are going to get him today?"
"I want it to be 158%, but I feel good about it. If it gets into the darkness, we do have a lot of policemen over there that are aggressively looking for this gentleman."
The shootings came after neighbors asked the man to stop firing a weapon at random. Witnesses say he went back into his house, came out with an assault-style weapon, and started shooting again. This is what it sounds like across much of the Florida Peninsula right now. That's right outside the door here in Orlando, with severe storm watches and warnings and tornado watches up in much of the region. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond.
"We probably will continue to see showers and thunderstorms across the area as we go later tonight. But right now the focus is from late this afternoon through middle part of the evening for the risk of severe weather across that part of Florida."
This storm system stretches from South Florida to South Georgia. In Khartoum, Sudan, that social media video shows university students ducking for cover as the war between rival military factions enters its third week. Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Khartoum, more from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
Those Americans left Sudan's capital of Khartoum on Friday in a convoy of 18 buses, embarking on a drive that took over 12 hours and 500 miles to the East Coast. All this while confirmed to be under top cover protection, which likely means U.S. military drones were flying overhead. From there, these American civilians will then sail from Port Sudan across the Red Sea, which is another 12-hour journey and 200 miles to here in Jeddah.
Weeks after French President Macron unilaterally raised the retirement age for collecting pensions, unions there are gearing up for a new round of protests. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
French unions have called for a massive day of protests Monday. May 1st is traditionally a day of labor protests. This time, much of the focus will be on the unpopular pension reforms that start rolling in September. Security around the country is being stepped up amid fears the protests could become violent.
Several media reports say an FDIC seizure and sale of First Republic could come as soon as this weekend. It would be the third bank to fail and be taken over by the government since March. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under cloudy skies, with rain likely early, then becoming mixed precipitation. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, high of 43, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night, 34. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
That's it. Oh, you know that's it. whistle for the joy I'm glowing like a rainbow. Listen while I refresh my soul, getting ready to hit the road, wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count for many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful.
My best as brand new People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hot off the press, started the night off. Brand new People Brothers new album, Sisters and Brothers, drops tonight at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. It's going to be a good show. I need to stop by and get a vinyl rocker after the show here. Get scoot down to the High Noon and say hello and get a vinyl, man.
It is really a cool thing to have a new People Brothers album out. It's been a few years, so
it is so
I'm
good.
Really psyched. I'd love to hear this one on vinyl. That would be
for sure
awesome.
How you doing tonight? Everybody doing all right? The weather's kind of crappy out, but that's all right. We'll get through it. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin for the next 6 hours or so. Hopefully you're having a good evening. Rocker, we got a great show for the people here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell them about it.
Jimmy, tonight we have, Hoozles on the Lakes. Megan and Jordan Bain, they're going to be in here talking about the Rise to Music competition. That's going to be a little after 6:30. That's happening up in Wisconsin Rapids. Damsel Trash, Emily Mills, she's going to be in here talking about the Damsel Trash show that's going to be happening at the Crystal Corner with Venus and Furs and Monty coming up at May 6th. So we'll hear all about that. That's a very rare show, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, a special premiere. We have Chicago, the band, Jimmy. We have the keyboardist, singer, composer, and founding member, Robert Lamb. I talked to him just earlier this week with you, Jimmy.
Yes.
And we're going to air that interview. They're going to be May 9th in Milwaukee and May 10th in La Crosse. So hear from a founding member of Chicago. And then the Devil's Lair, Leah Ina Marie Raku. She's from Wanawak, a musician, music teacher, mom. She does it all. And she's going to be in here performing in the Devil's Lair. She plays violin, guitar, and sings a little bit, Jimmy. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy at 10.
And we might have Oscar calling in from Cashbox Kings.
Oh, yes.
It's a maybe. We're having a little trouble connecting whatever. I don't know. Oscar, if you're listening, come on.
He's down in Chicago, right?
Let's do it. Right. I think Chicago or Milwaukee today. I'm not really sure. Hey, you know, Mifflin Street Block Party is happening here in Madison this weekend. Did you go? Is the Mifflin Street Block Party something you put on your calendar and say, ooh, let's go? When's the last time you went to the Mifflin Street Block Party here in Madison? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, I know you have a ton of stories about Mifflin Street. I'll pick your brain about those later on. I just like to point out, I had nothing to do with the fire truck that one year. Nothing to do with it at all, all right?
We'll trust you on that one, Jimmy.
All right. Hey, this is brand new music. Dana Perry, Now and Again, Everything's Moving. It's Mifflin Street. Happy Mifflin Street to you. 844-967-2789.
The world. That's what it takes. Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your love. That's Jake O on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's off his new album right now. It's self-titled. You can find it up on Bandcamp to search for Jake O. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Original local music until midnight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Were you up at Mifflin Street today? I want to know what was going on up there. Was there a good crowd? Was there a lot of partying? Probably a little weak on the crowd sides because of the rain rocker. Who knows?
You know. I don't know, Jimmy. I actually drove through the crowd coming down here on University Avenue, and there was a lot. I was wondering, was there a basketball game or something? But no, I think it was the Mifflin Street Block Party.
Block Party. Also, Crazy Legs was in town today.
Ah.
The Crazy Legs were on. That was all the UW stuff on Wisconsin. Mifflin Street, though, we all have fond memories. I've missed the good old days of Mifflin Street.
Yeah, Jimmy.
You used to book music at Mifflin Street, right?
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to tell you something. myself and Black and Tan, my partner in Maximum Inc., and also Philly. We were all organizers of the 1996 Mifflin Street Block Party, and that was actually the biggest one they ever had. There were two stages, one on each side of the street, so both blocks, the 400 and 500, were open up. They had 30,000 people.
Wow.
And so we were the organizers. That was the 25th anniversary of the Mifflin Street Block Party in 1996. And we had Buddy Miles headlining. He was Jimi Hendrix's drummer, but he was actually on guitar for this show, which was pretty crazy. And, of course, Last Crack was there with Sean Anthony Brown was on vocals. And I think there were, about 20 bands. It was just an amazing party. We had a great time, and it was just after the 25th anniversary that the city started to move to try to curtail, I believe actually 1 or 2 years after we did the block party is when they had the kind of the pseudo riot in the car that was set on fire. And
yeah, car and the fire. I was at that one, and all of a sudden everybody just started fighting and stuff. My buddies and I, we got out of there because, you know, we didn't want any part of that. We're good people.
Down on the 400 block on that block party, that's I was hanging out with Magic 7. Magic 7 was playing that show.
Crazy times. 844-967-2789. Would love to have your Mifflin Street block party story if you got one. Or give us a live report if you're down there.
You know what I miss about the Mifflin Street block party, Jimmy?
What's that?
The brownies and the Mifflin Street co-op. The Mifflin Street co-op used to have a table right there and sell, magic brownies.
One of the buddies I used to hang out with down there lived above the co-op.
Oh, man.
An old taxi person. 844-967-2789. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, there's IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, Madison's most trusted name in real estate. Find your future home at MoveToMadison.com. It's time for the Max Track of the Week Rocker, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The Max Track of the Week features a brand new band from Madison, and they have their debut show tonight at the Rigby Bar and Grill. Secret Menu is their name. They're a four-piece alternative rock band from Madison. Raph, Andrew, Matt, and Evan. They write songs true to experiences in a style that blends storytelling, verses, and dense vocal harmonies with a classic rock sound. And check this out. They practice in an old tool shed turned studio, true Wisconsin style. You can catch Secret Menu tonight at the Rigby Bar and Grill in Madison. Also in Milwaukee at the Oak Brewing Company on June 4th. Here is Secret Menu. Brand new song is called 18. It's Max Inc.
Jimmy, I'll take the blackened chicken in the tool shed.
Right. It's the Max Track of the Week on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm staring at the ceiling. It's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend. I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends, they'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory. Family.
pocket.
It's 18 from Secret Menu on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's your Max track of the week. Stick around. We're going to talk with Megan, Casey, Stephanie, and Jordan from Hoosier's Rise to Music competition. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com.
It's going to be great.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Those hard words you use, they are not the truth.
Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Beth Keeley Band right there. You've got everything you need. The new album is called This Open Road. The release party is happening Friday, May 26th here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. But hold on, there's more. There's also a release party happening in Appleton at the Gibson Community Music Hall on June 17th. Plus, Beth Keeley is going to be in the Devil's Lair on May 13th with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And then the following week to talk about her new album.
That's a lot of Beth Keeley.
That's a lot of love for Beth Keeley, and she deserves every bit of it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight, Rocker. Don't forget to check out the podcast page at Max Inc. Radio, the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Rocker has been working feverishly getting archives up there and some old stuff from like a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. We've been adding tons of podcasts to our podcast. So go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, find Max Inc. Radio, and you'll see some great old interviews and all the latest stuff that we've been putting out here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Hoozles at the Lakes and Civic Media Radio Station 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids are hosting the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition this summer. Each Thursday, starting June 8th, musicians will compete for a slot and the grand finale on July 27th. On the phone to tell us all about the Rise to Music competition is Hoozles organizer Megan Benz and WIRI Steph Schmidt and a musician that's going to be competing, Jordan Bain. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Rocker, I have some bad news here.
What's that, Jimmy?
We lost the crew here.
Oh, give them a call.
Give me 1 second. Killed like this 30 seconds, Rocker.
Okay. Well, the Hoozles Rise to Music Competition. Hey, it's coming this summer. Jimmy is going to get them on the phone. This is live radio, so of course, you know, sometimes you lose a phone. Let's see what else is coming up that we can... Jimmy.
We're living on a hope and a prayer right now, Rocker.
We're living on a hope and a prayer. Oh, boy.
I should cue up some Bon Jovi or something like that.
That sounds good.
Hey, is this thing working? Hello?
We're back.
All right. Hello, are you there?
We are here.
All right, Megan.
Steph and Jordan.
Megan, Steph, and Jordan. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Steph.
Thanks for having us.
WIRI 105.5 FM and Max Inc. Radio are presenting the Rise to Music competition at Hoozles at the Lakes. Tell us a little bit about the network's involvement with the event.
Yeah, so Hoozles at the Lakes has been advertising with our stations for over two years or so now. And when they came up to me with the idea of hosting this competition, I was like, you know, count us in, we'll help you co-host. And so our stations, IRI, and the Civic Media Network help put together creative radio campaigns for Hoozles and this competition. And then we help them connect them through our stations with great shows such as Max Inc. And then over with our sister station, WFHR, AM 1320, and 97.5 FM. We do director's cuts. We have the musicians on our shows, so all the qualifiers and the grand finale winner have features on our shows, and then from there we connect them to people in our community. So even getting businesses such as the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media involved, and they record all of the shows and put them on Slayer's Channel 7.
You know, what's really cool about this, Rocker and Stephanie, everything you just said, it's just community-based, local, micro-local radio and helping local businesses and the local musicians is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really a great event for musicians to gain exposure and network within the community, whether it's with other musicians, the crowd, able to book gigs throughout the summer. So even, like, let's say you're not a finalist in the grand finale or even the champion of Rise to Music, you still get a great network of musicians and you still gain a following of fans that want to see you succeed.
Now, Megan, Rise to Music competition is your baby. Tell us about the Rise to Music and what inspired you to create this event.
So my cousin actually inspired me. many of you, I think, down in the Madison area know Chloe Webster. She is just an absolutely amazing musician, and I got to watch her from the time that she was a little girl dancing and performing for her family and growing to recording an album and performing on stages. So that is my inspiration for creating.
And now you're talking about Chloe Louise, right?
Chloe Louise, yes. Are you familiar with her?
I am. We play her music all the time. She's been on the Devil's Lair.
Awesome. Yes. So she is the driving force on kind of what got the wheels turning for me to get this started.
And she's a new mom, too.
Yes, she is. So, you know, like Chloe, we're looking for musicians who are in the process of growing their fan base, trying to record new music, getting themselves out there and booking gigs, playing on stages. Wherever their dreams are, we want to help them get there.
Well, tell us quickly about the Rise to Music competition. How does it work? What can fans or musicians expect?
Each Thursday, we're going to have anywhere from 4 to 6 musicians will perform and compete against each other. At the end of the night, we're going to have an audience vote as well as a judge vote, and that person will be in the finale on July 27th. Each qualifier is going to be getting a cash prize. They'll be getting time on a radio show with Steph and a few other perks. And so then on July 27th, with the finale, we've got the 8 musicians who are going to compete against each other for the grand finale prize.
And if you're a musician, when the deadline's coming up, right?
Deadline is May 10th. So anybody who wants to join us needs to get online, go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. All of the information is there. Get registered. We want you here. We want to help support all of these musicians, whether it's, you know, if you live in Wisconsin Rapids or you live in Madison or Milwaukee, wherever you're from, we want you guys here. We're going to support you and help you out.
And you have Jordan Bain there tonight. He's playing Hoozles at the Lakes, and he's also going to be competing in the Rise to Music competition. For our listeners who are not familiar, Jordan, who is Jordan Bain? Tell us about yourself.
Sure. I'm a father of 2 small children. I'm a working dad who also gigs around, and I play in a band called Save Point. We're based out of Stevens Point. We kind of started playing music together. Just as our version of like a poker night, I guess, but then we quickly found out that we really enjoyed writing music together. I've been a singer-songwriter since I was about 18 years old. Started off with kind of angry grunge music. I wanted to be the next Kurt Cobain. And then I got older and softer and eased up a little bit. And these days I play everything from, you know, classic country western to indie rock to oldies and, you know, everything in between. So.
Now, I see your band, Save Point, they're playing at Oso Brewing Company in Plover coming up on the 27th of May and the 2nd of June right there at Hoozles in New Rome. And 14th of June, Notes at Night in Stevens Point. So you're around quite a bit. How can we keep up with Jordan Bain?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page for my solo music, and we have one for the band as well. So it's facebook.com/savepointband or facebook.com/jordanbainmusic. And sooner or later I'll have a proper website aside from just Facebook, but for now that's the best way.
Hey, Facebook works, you know. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Hoozles on the Lake, the Rise to Music Competition. It's the second annual. It's happening, or starting, I should say, June 8th. One more time with that deadline. It's coming up just the 10th, right?
May 10th. May 10th.
So,
that is correct.
Get out there and get your band registered, and it's have a good time. The friendly competition is always good. Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate your time tonight, and we'll talk to you hopefully very soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. And remember that we still have registration open, and we still have spots. So get in today.
Excellent.
HoozlesRiseToMusic.com.
Right. HoozlesRiseToMusic.com.
And that's Hoozles is H-O-O-Z-E-L-S. So HoozlesRiseToMusic.com.
Let's hear some music right now from Jordan Bain on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I'm Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Jordan Baden there and The Vow. Thanks to Jordan, Stephanie, Casey, and Megan. I feel bad. We didn't even say hi to Casey in that phone call. But everybody up at Hoozles, thank you so much. The Hoozles Rise to Music Competition happening, or starts June 8th. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of Rain Stern. She's got some new music out. I don't have that yet, but we're anticipating it. Plus, Bard Notes next hour, and we'll have more fun. But stick around. Right now is Jenna Jane, Knew Me When. It's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Are you ready to get your musical game? Game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on